As distinct as Free Black Press Radio sounds, it does have antecedents. And I don't just mean Senior Love Daddy, the DJ played by Samuel L. Jackson in Do the Right Thing.
I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees.
Before Free Black Press Radio, there was Radio Free Dixie.
From Havana, Cuba, free territory of the Americas, Radio Free Dixie invites you to listen to the free voice of the South. Stay with us for music, news, and commentary by Robert F. Williams.
Robert F. Williams was the head of the NAACP in his hometown of Monroe, North Carolina. In 1958, he advocated for the young black boys indicted in the so-called kissing case. Two local boys, aged 8 and 10, were charged with molestation and sent to a reform school after a 7-year-old white girl kissed them on their cheeks. The case was a catalyst for the emerging civil rights movement. Williams went on to make his name as a proponent of African-American self-defense, arguing that pacifism in the face of brutality wasn't the answer. At first, he tried to use the courts to solve issues of racial discrimination and violence in Jim Crow, North Carolina. But that didn't work.
I recommended that they meet violence with violence, that Negroes must be prepared to repulse attacks, that they must be willing to fight, that they must be willing to die and to kill if necessary, that there was no law, no 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution of equal protection in the South, and that therefore they didn't have any deterrent, so they would have to create the deterrent force themselves by meeting violence with violence.
By 1961, law enforcement agencies in North Carolina had begun to investigate Williams. The Monroe police charged him with kidnapping a white couple who'd taken part in the Freedom Rides. The couple claimed that Williams held them hostage. Williams said he was protecting the couple from white Monroe citizens rioting against the Freedom Riders. Later, the FBI charged him with interstate flight in connection with the case. He fled the U.S. with his family, and after a brief stop in Canada, they found political asylum in Cuba. Robert's wife, Mabel Williams, says that they had no choice.
The only other place at that point that was available to us was the possibility of going to Cuba. As it turns out, we learned later that Fidel had notified all of the Cuban embassies around the world when he found out that Rob was in trouble, that if he should show up, that they should help him in any way that they could. And so that's how we decided or got to go to Cuba.
Once he was settled in Havana, Robert met with Fidel Castro. They'd formed a friendship years prior when Williams made two influential trips to Cuba in 1960. Castro was impressed by Williams' endorsements of the Cuban Revolution in his newsletter, The Crusader, and for his work with the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, a network of artists and intellectuals for Cuban solidarity. And so in 1961, Williams launched Radio Free Dixie, a weekly broadcast from Havana.
The revolutionary people of Cuba sympathize with all people who struggle for social justice. It is in this spirit that we proudly allocate the following hour in an act of solidarity, peace, and friendship with our oppressed North American brothers.
The program aired Friday nights at 11. It was broadcast at a range of 50,000 watts, reaching cities all over the U.S., from Lake Huron to Los Angeles.
My brothers and sisters, we must face the hard, cold facts of life. Tokenism is a deceptive evil perpetrated against our brutally oppressed people to lull us to sleep.
Hound dogs on my trail. School.